I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Mars. Mars is much in the news because there's a wonderful orbiter at Mars taking wonderful photographs, and there are other detecting devices, two wonderful rovers on the surface of Mars. We have many plans for continuing to speculate about the eons of Mars and the possibility that there is water, ice, there liquid water on Mars, and what that means for the possibility of life on Mars. However, right now what we have, and Bob Zimmerman joins me, and Gilbert Levin, Dr. Gilbert Levin, once of NASA, joins me, because we have a report of methane, asymmetrically and seasonally on Mars that may very well connect to an experiment that was not acknowledged as significant on the landers, the Viking landers, back in 1976. Bob, good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good
and we're joined again by Gilbert Levin, a very distinguished space engineer and who designed an experiment for the Viking landers that produced data, results, that were consistent with the possibility that there were organics on Mars. Is that a fair way to put it, Gil?
Not only organics, but living microorganisms.
Thank you. Now, Bob, would you explain what we know about the methane registration on Mars and how that may connect to Gil's experiments of many years ago?
Well, it's just another one of those interesting results that suggests something like life could be on Mars. This is data taken from Mars Global Surveyor over the few years it was orbiting Mars. It's not operating anymore. Scientists, this is a report early this week, they found three local areas on Mars, one of which is the Tharsis Bulge, which is where all the giant volcanoes are, in which methane over the year, the Martian year, would seasonally vary according to the seasons. And that was one part of the result that was interesting. And the second thing about it was that methane is not very stable. It's expected, the prediction was that I read, was that it was supposed to disappear from the Martian atmosphere in 350 years or so. And so finding it at all was unusual, what's producing it. But this result says that the methane that's produced disappears in, like, less than a year and is then replenished. So something in the Martian atmosphere or on Mars itself is processing, is either using and then replenishing the methane that's there in these very specific local areas seasonally. Now, to quote the scientists, the source of the methane could either be geological activity or could be biological. We can't tell at this moment. This is just interesting because, Dr. Levin, this is kind of similar to your results back in on Viking. It's very intriguing. It suggests the possibility of life, though at the moment there's no way to know. I'd be curious your thoughts on this because you know more about the chemistry than I do.
Well, yes, this is the fourth confirmation of methane on Mars, but this is the first time I've seen that it varies not only seasonally, but daily, with the rising and setting of the sun. In addition, not only must there be a continuing source of methane, there must be a sink on methane, because it also disappears even faster than it should just from sunlight destruction. Now, back last year, my co-experimenter, Pat Stratt, and I wrote a paper that was published, and it was called Methane and Life on Mars. And it described a scenario where microorganisms such as those on Earth produce methane, and it goes to the atmosphere, and microorganisms such as those on Earth consume methane from the atmosphere. So we have a terrestrial scenario where microorganisms can both be the source and the sink of the methane. Couple that with the seasonal periodicity and the daytime periodicity, it's hard to imagine anything else other than life. I don't know of any volcanoes that vary with daytime sun temperature or vary seasonally.
That is the point I hadn't thought of before. I was going to ask you what kind of geological processes might produce these kind of results, and I take it you're saying you don't know of any.
Not only that, but Mars has been completely searched for active volcanoes. Years ago, no hot spot was found.
So what would be the scenario? What kind of life? The terrestrial life you describe, those kind of microbes, are you suggesting something similar on Mars?
I'm suggesting not only something similar, but it could even be the same,
right?
Because chunks of Earth are constantly being ejected off our planet, and some of them land on Mars with what could be living microorganisms on them. So we don't really know whether Martian bugs came from Earth, or whether Earth bugs came from Mars, or whether both of us came from some third source.
The environment these microbes could be living in, they would be below the surface, I take it. On Earth, how do they live on Earth? What kind of microbes are we talking about? Can you give some specifics?
Yes. The methane producers live under the Earth, and the consumers live above the Earth. That's the reason is that the Earth has a lot of oxygen on it, which the consumers cannot stand. On Mars, there's very little oxygen. Both types of organisms could live on the surface. And I believe that microorganisms do live very close to the surface.
Dr. Levin, we're speaking to Dr. Gilbert Levin, whose experiments on Viking landers in 1976 were consistent with organics on Mars and life on Mars. At the time, NASA found it politically inconvenient to make statements that it could not then follow up or in some fashion could not justify politically. And so Dr. Levin's experiment was elbowed aside in favor of another experiment that was indeterminative and not anywhere near as accurate. Since then, Dr. Levin has gone on to pursue his theory and his evidence from 1976. And what we're talking about now is evidence gathered from a completely different understanding of Mars, the orbiter that was in around Mars for many years, and the pattern of asymmetrical seasonal methane exhaustion and then disappearance. Dr. Levin, how would the organics help us explain the topographical specificity on Mars, that it's not everywhere, that it's just in a couple of regions?
No, that's not so. It's not just in a couple of regions. It's highly more concentrated in several regions, but we do not know that it's not all over the planet, because where it has been looked for, it's been found, at least in small concentrations. It could be that there are some particular favorable spots where microorganisms grow more than in other spots. We have places like that on Earth.
These organisms on Earth, the ones that live under the Earth and above the Earth, do they both require liquid water? Is that consistent with their life cycle?
Yes, it is. And we have demonstrated there is liquid water on the surface of Mars today in quantities sufficient enough for microorganisms. It's just films of water, but sufficient for microorganisms.
Bob, this is creepily convincing.
Yes, it is. I mean, once again, from a scientist's perspective, a certain skepticism should always be held on to. But yes, it is very, very intriguing. And this is why this result, when I saw it this week, struck me as extremely tantalizing. It begs for further research. It's one of the. I have a feeling it's going to influence the placement of the Mars Science Laboratory rover significantly. They're going to really look at these kind of results, and hopefully it will influence their decision to bring it down to one of these areas.
Dr. Levin, you've been thinking about this a deal, and you've written a paper. Is there anything we can do at this point before we get a lander down there to add additional data?
There are two things that can be done. Number one, with all this new information, the original Viking labeled release data should be reexamined by an independent scientific board. It may be that there is already enough evidence to support my conclusion that there are living organisms there. Secondly, the new landers going to Mars will carry no life detection experiments. NASA has forbade life detection experiments until last year, but none is presently planned, and it just will not settle the issue unless they were to change drastically and put a life detection experiment, such as we have proposed for a number of years now. But it's probably too late for them to do it.
Can I ask, what specifically life experiment are you talking about for this lander?
And we have 30 seconds, Doctor.
Okay. It is a variation of my labeled release experiment that incorporates chirality. Everyone agrees that if a reaction favors the left-handed or right-handed part of a molecule, it must be biology. Chemistry does not favor one isomer over the other. It's a simple defining test, and it should be run.
Dr. Gilbert Levin, Bob Zimmerman, Life on Mars, question mark, small one. I'm John Batchelor.